This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast from the John Toll Show.
How many kinds of sweet flowers grow in an English country garden? I'll tell you now of some that I know, and those I miss you surely pardon.
It's grilled and shaved asparagus.
Yeah, uh-huh. And a barley.
With a barley brewer. Not a barley salad.
We're just
barley salad.
We always think of barley in this country as soup.
Soup.
But I just boiled it in a bit of stock and put some onion in with it and give it a bit of flavour.
So in the same way as you have a rice salad or a pasta salad.
It just takes longer to cook.
Does it?
Yeah, it does take a bit longer and it absorbs so much water. But I like the texture of it. So that's going to be our base there. And
so
then
that's like stock, just stock and water and boil it for...
Just a stock cube, John, nothing fancy.
And how long would it take to...
It does take about 30 minutes and then drain it well because there's a lot of starch in it as well. You don't want that... You don't want a gloopy salad, you know. Well, if you want a gloopy salad...
No, you want a gloopy soup, but you wouldn't want a gloopy
salad. Exactly, exactly. So it's just a different thing today. I think that good broth runs through our DNA, doesn't it?
And
good to use the barley for something else. So the dressing for it, so I've got some horseradish... A lemon that I just sort of char-grilled.
Grilled lemon.
Two reasons for that. It brings out the natural sugar, and also you get a really nice, you get loads of juice out of it without trying too hard. So that goes into the horseradish sauce, and then some oil, rapeseed oil or olive oil, and give that a wee whiz around. I've got a bit of stock in that there, and we've got smoked salmon, so I don't really want to over-season this. So and I put some chopped dill, which I love dill. And dill and asparagus work really well together. You know, they're both quite delicate.
Yeah.
Put another wee bit of oil in this too. And then just a wee dash of pepper. Okay.
So smoked pepper.
This is a smoked black pepper. Yeah, I'm using that a lot at the moment.
It's an oil into your oil, and the oil then goes on top of your...
I'm going to put 2/3 of that in there, right? So that all gets mixed around. And then here I've got some onion, very fine. And this is just to add a nice savouriness and also a wee bit of zing as well. So that'll all go through. And then, now what I did, John, was I boiled the asparagus. So just naturally snapped asparagus. Because there's that wee coarse end, so you just snap that, and then I put this into boiling salted water for no more than a minute.
Right.
And then take it out and cool it down really quickly, so plenty of ice and
cold water.
And then pat that dry, and then brush it with a bit of oil, and onto the char grill.
Love it.
Yeah, and okay.
Put the colour out, because you get the wee black lines on it, then the wee char.
Or when we stop going through this winter period, you know, and get the dust off the barbecue, you know, you don't even need to, actually, if you get it, because I only blanched that for a minute, so that's not there.
That's lovely. That's very fresh tasting.
Yeah.
Just
so we'll put this. We'll arrange this on a plate today. I don't know why, but put all this on a plate. Nice. Spread it out. So it's good colours, isn't it? It's nice.
It's just I can eat all of that now. Well, I mean, you can do so much with that as well. There's horseradish in it, so there's going to be a bit of tang with
it. Exactly.
You could put chilies in that.
Chili would be lovely actually, because you know horseradish and chilies fantastic.
Yeah.
And then this bit just. Just take a potato peeler and just shave up the asparagus. I've seen somebody doing this in a mandolin, but that's just a wee bit too dangerous for Saturday morning.
I've seen it all now.
Yeah, and you just
I've seen it all.
You've seen it all.
Shaving an asparagus live on the radio.
If you don't want to cook it, just raw asparagus and then put it into a little bit of lemon juice and olive oil and leave it for half an hour.
Oh, really?
And it'll sort of cure it. And it's honestly.
Not cook it, but just soften it.
Yeah, and then just gather all that round.
It's spiralized.
Some that I'd. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
It's nice. It's just two different, completely different textures. And then just for another wee bit of luxury, because it's smoked salmon, so it's a bit of a luxurious thing. A wee bit of smoked salmon.
Delicious.
And then just finish that off with just that bit of dressing that was left over. Okay.
Can't wait to try this. That was a bit for everybody in the audience. Michael McNamee has joined us as well.
And then just one last wee thing. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Here. These are just, can you guess what that is there?
Invisible.
There you are.
Is it a flower?
Uh-huh.
Just to go with our
floral theme. Gardener's Corner.
Edible flowers.
Uh-huh. Taste it there and then you get a prize if you can guess what it is.
A daisy? I haven't a clue. I'm not really good in my flowers.
Rosemary? We rosemary flowers, so they're in...
Oh, no, you said that.
So I'll get you try it.
It's white with a wee purple...
Aye, it's a lovely, lovely flower, lovely...
Now, is it going to grow beside something that kills you?
No.
Because that seems to be nature's...
No, it's in a pot, and that's all.
Right,
no,
that's
you're okay.
That's all right, just before we send out people to
grow and pick
their own.
I had it, I actually had it grown beside some hemlock, but you're all right. Don't worry.
So this is your grilled and shaved asparagus with barley and smoked salmon. Oh, that's gorgeous. That's real springy.
Aye, isn't it? Even though the weather forecast doesn't say that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Don't even look at the weather forecast. Yeah. Tell Barbess to have the day off and just make yourself that.
Exactly.
Delicious. Paula, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, John.
Recipe on the JT Show page or on the website bbc.co.uk/radio.